The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. U.S. soy farmers are worried about their income as the trade war with China continues. The U.S. on Friday slapped tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese imports. China fought back with similar measures, including 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans. The U.S. relies heavily on the Chinese market for soybean sales. Last year, 31% of U.S. soybean production was exported to China. The idea of losing that market is making many farmers anxious. Soybean farmer John Kiefner.
Every day there's things to be worried about. I really don't want any more uncertainty. I can't control the weather, and apparently I can't control my government. I can't control the trade issues that they start.
The U.S. tariffs are part of Donald Trump's America First policy and are meant to pressure China into addressing alleged unfair trade practices, such as the theft of American intellectual property. But some are mystified by the president's decision, given that many of the soybean farmers live where his political base is. U.S. soy farmers have repeatedly called on the Trump administration to come up with different solutions, especially as they see the price of related production materials going up. Farmer John Kiefner.
The price of gasoline is going up. The price of our seed is going up. The price of machinery is going up. The rest of America is coming out of a recession, and it would be really unfortunate if the farmers go into a recession.
Despite the concern and the impact on the markets, another $16 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports are set to hit in the next 2 weeks. Farmers raising hens for eggs in China are shifting from backyards to large-scale automatic factory farms. At a new $22 million hatchery in Handan, about 250 miles southwest of Beijing, 200,000 chicks are hatched every day. Wang Lanzheng is the chairman of Huayu Agricultural Science and Technology Company.
The biggest advantage is, firstly, biosafety is quite good. Sterilization and environmental control is very good.
An automatic grading machine at the Handan plant can handle 60,000 eggs an hour. In total, only 20 staff are needed to run the new plant, compared with 100 in Huayu's older hatchery. The rapidly modernizing supply chain in China's $37 billion egg industry can also be seen in other industries as China overhauls production of everything from pork to milk to vegetables. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.